Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. So, do you want marketing made simple? Shopify removes the guesswork with built-in tools that help you create, execute, and analyze all your online marketing campaigns. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/income. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to a quick little bonus episode of the Theater Podcast. I'm Alan Seals, and I want to recap the Tony nominations that just came out this morning. Leading the nominations is Hell's Kitchen with 13, Stereophonic also with 13, which by the way is the most nominated play ever in Tony history, followed by The Outsiders. FYI, if you're not already following the podcast, make sure to stay tuned to the feed because we're doing an Outsiders takeover for the next few weeks here on the podcast. Cabaret got 9, Appropriate got 8, Merrily got 7, Water for Elephants got 7. I don't need to go through the rest. By the way, The Wiz got snubbed, I think, in my opinion. It got 0 nominations. The Who's Tommy got only 1. And I think Ali, of course, deserved a nomination, which he did not get, unfortunately. And part of it, I think, is because in the original production, his role was classified as a supporting role. And now in this production, it's a lead role and there is just a shit ton of competition. So let's see. Let me scroll back to the top of my list here and see what we've got. So the big categories, of course, the first one, Best Musical, is between Hell's Kitchen, Illinois' The Outsiders, Suffs, and Water for Elephants. Surprisingly, or maybe not, I don't know, The Notebook was not included in this nomination list, but I still know a bunch of people who are excited to see it and who love it. So Best Play is Zsa Zsa's African Hair Braiding, Mary Jane, Mother Play, Prayer for the French Republic, and Stereophonic. Of course, Stereophonic, I still have not seen that one yet, and I just hear nothing but amazing things about it. Let's see, Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Play is William Jackson Harper from Uncle Vanya. He was absolutely incredible, and his role is actually in the Best Leading Role category, obviously, which I think kind of knocked Steve Carell out, unfortunately. Let's see, Leslie Odom Jr. for Pearly Victorious, Liev Schreiber for Doubt, Jeremy Strong in Enemy of the People, Michael Stahlberg for Patriots. Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role in a Play, we have Betsy Adam for Prayer for the French Republic, Jessica Lange, of course, for Mother Play, Rachel McAdams for Mary Jane, Sarah Paulson for Appropriate, and Amy Ryan for Doubt. Let's see, Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Musical, Brody Grant, Jonathan Groff, Dorian Harewood, Brian D'Arcy James, and Eddie Redmayne, and best performance by an actress in a leading role in a musical, Eden Espinosa, Malia Joy Moon, Kelly O'Hara, Marianne Plunkett, and Gail Rankin. So I've seen all of Lampika, Hell's Kitchen, Days of Wine and Roses, The Notebook, except for Cabaret, which I'm going to see tonight, so I can't weigh in on these performances equally yet. I'll let you know. By the way, we got into the best actress, best actor, etc., etc. I think it's time to get rid of the gender-specific categories. I don't know why being one gender or another or identifying with a gender at all has to deal with how good your performance is. And remember last year, Justin David Sullivan for Anne Juliet, they were forced to choose between actor or actress to get nominated, and they chose neither and therefore could not get nominated. So, you know, we're missing out on some good recognition a little bit. Let's see, Best Book of a Musical, Christopher Diaz for Hell's Kitchen, Becca Brunstetter for The Notebook, Adam Rapp and Justin Levine for The Outsiders, Shana Taub for Suffs, and Rick Elise for Water for Elephants. Okay, Best Original Score is Adam Gettle for Days of Wine and Roses, Here Lies Love, David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, The Outsiders again, Jonathan Clay and Zach Chance, who are the duo known as Jamestown Revival, Stereophonic, of course, with Will Butler, and Shana Taub again for Suffs. So best performance by an actor in a featured role in a play and best performance by an actress in a featured role in a play. See, Stereophonic took three of those five nominations. Tom Pekinka, sorry if I said the name wrong, Eli Gelb and Will Brill, and then Jim Parsons for Mother Play and Corey Stoll for Appropriate. Let's see, actress in a featured role. Quincy Bernstein, Juliana Canfield, Celia Keenan-Bolger, Sarah Pigeon, and Kara Young for Pearly Victorious. Kara Young, just holy crap, man. That performance still sticks out in my mind. So best performance by an actor in a featured role in a musical. We have Roger Bart for Back to the Future. Of course, well-deserved. Joshua Boone for The Outsiders. Sky Lakota Lynch for The Outsiders. Brandon Victor Dixon for Hell's Kitchen. Oh, man, just that voice, smooth like butter. Daniel Radcliffe for Merrily and Stephen Skybell for Cabaret. Best performance by an actress in a featured role in a musical. Shoshana Bean, Amber Iman, Nikki M. James, Leslie Rodriguez-Kritzer, Keisha Lewis, Lindsay Mendez, and Bebe Neuwirth. Wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 people in that category. It's insane. Best scenic design, we've got Appropriate and Enemy of the People, both dots. They are competing against themselves in this category. Derek McLean for Pearly, and then David Zinn competing against himself for Jaja's African Hair Braiding and Stereophonic. Let's see, I'm going to skim through a couple of the other ones. The full list actually can be found on the Tony Awards website. I'll put the link in the show notes. But one of the nominations I'm happy to see in here is Natasha Katz for Grey House. I loved Grey House. And Natasha, one of her signature styles, I think, is the absence of light used to light a show. And Natasha uses that so well of using actually a minimal amount of light to show you as the audience exactly where and where you should and should not be looking. She does a great job of that. So Natasha Katz, obviously, for Grey House, and Natasha Katz, again, for Hell's Kitchen in the Best Lighting Design of a Musical category. When it comes to Best Sound Design of a play, in case you don't know, like, sound design is, you know, how the speakers are set up, where you hear the sounds coming from. A lot of things you don't actually think about consciously when you're going to see something. What is the mix? Can you hear the orchestra over the singing or vice versa? Or is it a nice blend? Can you hear the lyrics very well? Does it sound the same in the front of the house, in the back of the house, in the mezzanine? All of this is incredibly difficult to get right and even do exceedingly well. Best sound design of a musical? I was personally impressed with both Cody Spencer and Gareth Owen for The Outsiders and Hell's Kitchen, respectively. Let's see, best direction of a musical. Cannot say enough wonderful things about Danya Taymor. My interview with her, that was just released today as I'm recording this episode. Danya is just this incredible upcoming director in the Broadway world proper. She's been doing theater for a long time. And just her approach to getting the cast and the creative team to work together and produce this cohesive show is something, it's a process I haven't heard before. Best choreography, Hell's Kitchen, very well deserved to Camille A. Brown, the Cooperman brothers for The Outsiders again. Let's see, Jesse Robb and Shana Carroll for Water for Elephants, Justin Peck for Illinois, and Annie B. Parson for Here Lies Love. I would have thought that The Wiz would have been included in here, but unfortunately not. Big shout out to Leslie Kritzer for carrying the unfortunately the sole nomination for Monty Python Spam-A-Lot. But she was, of course, incredible in it. Gatsby only got one. Back to the Future got a total of two. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the highlights here. So let me know what you think. Do you agree with the nominations? What got snubbed? What would you like to see? What haven't you seen? What is your vote? Shout off in the comments. Let me know. And thanks for tuning in.
Take a deep breath. Make the world a little colorful.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor, and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.